Hello folks, this is Sini Savish here. Welcome to the show Sini Genie. At Sini Genie, we create, dissect, churn and teach film content. Today's topic is 8 important questions to ask yourself when deciding on a script. Have you written or received a script for your next project? Here are the 8 questions to ask before moving into production. If you find a script that you can get behind 100%, then you have found a very rare story. Here are some questions to ask before you get your film moving. First question is, why do I want to tell the story? It seems like an easy question, but it really isn't. When it comes to deciding on a project, you must be willing to give your whole life to seeing it through. That means you need to be emotionally involved with every character. You need to know every little detail in order to make this project a reality. If you don't think you need to know every character, just look at D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, the showrunners of Game of Thrones. The duo actually got the green light for the show when an HBO executive saw Benioff working out in the gym while reading his annotated copy of his Game of Thrones book. That's the type of dedication our project requires. The second question is, why am I the best person to tell this story? You cannot only dedicate yourself to a script, but you also have to believe in yourself. If you don't feel like you have the ability to see a project through to its completion the way it should be done, then you'll begin to question your own abilities. Don't be afraid to walk away from a project if you don't believe in yourself. A bad film can destroy your mentality. If you do believe in yourself, don't just rely on your skill. Really push yourself to do something you have never done before. This is a chance to not only hone your skills but create a project that you can cherish forever. You need to believe that you are the perfect person for this job and that no one could ever do it better. The third question is, what is my emotional connection to this script? It could be any script, short film, feature. As mentioned in the first question, you need to become emotionally involved with every character. You also need to become emotionally attached to the story itself. What is the true meaning of the film? What do you want your audience to take away after the credits start rolling? This was something incredibly challenging for director Pete Docter as he was reworking his film about emotions, Inside Out. I hope you have seen this movie. This is a very beautiful movie. The next question is, am I willing to dedicate months or years to the project? Is the story so great that you are willing to dedicate yourself to the project for years together? You don't know what obstacles await and your production could be halted. Are you willing to wait to make this film? For a great recent example, look at director George Miller. His 2015 film Mad Max Fury Road received rave reviews and the film was heralded as an all-round spectacular action film. You may not know that the film was stuck in development hell for 20 years, that's 2 decades. Miller reacquired the rights to Mad Max in 1995. It took 3 more years until he had his story in place. He was set to start filming in 2001, and then the events of September 11th postponed the project. Then turmoil in Namibia, the location of the shoot, postponed the project further. Principal photography didn't begin until July 2012. The fifth question is, how long is the final product? Is this a full-length feature or a short film? That is one of the first things you need to decide. If it's still very early in your career, making any film over 30 minutes in length can be an incredibly daunting task. The length of the film will also determine the length of production. You have to take into account the budget and time you have to make this project. From there, you can decide the length you want to aim for. If you can't afford the project, can you make another version? If you are unable to make the full length feature, try making it a short film first. Short films have successfully turned into features. For example, look at Bottled Rocket or 2014's Best Motion Picture Oscar nominee Whiplash. Director or writer Damien Chazelle was unable to secure funding for Whiplash. He pulled one of the most prominent scenes from the film and turned it into a short. His goal was to submit the short film to film festivals in hopes of securing funding for the feature. The short film was so powerful and well done, he not only secured funding, the short won Best Short Film at Sundance Film Festival. The next year, the feature was nominated for 5 Oscars, winning 3 of them. The sixth question is, when and where is the film set? The setting of your film is a huge factor. Do you have the budget to shoot an epic in the desert? Is this film a periodic piece? If so, go ahead and hand over your budget to costumes. Are you able to turn the script into a film you can actually shoot now? The best thing you can do as a filmmaker is embrace your limits. The 2004 film Primer is the perfect example. Not only did the film have a limited budget, the script called for time travel. The story and science behind it was so sound, the story actually carried the film. With some creative thinking, nearly the entire film was shot in a storage unit, a perfect example of embracing your limits and working with your budget. The seventh question is, how many actors and crew members will the project need? This is an important question. Now that you have looked at the story itself, what about the practical necessities for bringing the story to life? How many characters do you need to cast? How big of a crew do you need? These are major factors. Not only do you need to know how many people you need to know how much each of them will get paid. Will you be able to afford costumes or even food for the set? Are you still going to have enough left over for your camera, lights, gear and any other repairs in the future? This leads us to our next question. Can you afford to make this film? As any filmmaker can tell you, making a film is incredibly expensive. Every project presents even more expenses you never accounted for. This is why many projects require multiple studios collaborating to make a film. Trying to take on a whole project alone is nearly impossible. Even if you can't afford it now, you may be able to afford it later. We have presented many examples already with making short films first or even waiting for years. After all of this, you still face your decision to move forward with this project or not. If you have not been swayed at all and your mind is still set on a project, get to it. Start making the film. Just know challenges will arise, but handling problems is the greatest skill a director can have. Thank you. This is Cine Sarvesh from Cine Genie signing off.